Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the presence of our risen Lord be with you all this day. Amen. So, what makes a good shepherd a good shepherd? Is it attentiveness, always being on the watch? Maybe is it skill with a sling, you know, a keen eye and a steady hand and all the rest of that? Is it a loud voice to scare away the predators? What makes a good shepherd? Is it knowing where the good pasture land is? Is it knowing where the best place for water is? I've spent almost no time at all, ever, with sheep. And so I have all kinds of questions when we have Jesus today telling us that he is the good shepherd. You see, throughout Jesus' ministry, he has shown us care. Care for the disciples and care for all of the people around them. He has fed and cared for, cured and healed. He has helped and taught and loved them all. What Jesus hasn't done is use a stick or a sling or even a loud voice. And yet Jesus leads us into a relationship with God and a relationship with one another that is grounded on and founded in the love that comes from God. So what Jesus sees as proof for a good shepherd is vastly different from anything that we can come up with on our own. And so today, we are in the middle of Jesus' teaching about his being the good shepherd in John chapter 10. He is at the heart of what he is saying, and what Jesus is saying is that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And if you listen, Jesus just doesn't say that once and not even twice. Jesus says that five times in the brief paragraph we got from the gospel reading today. This seems to be the decisive criteria for a good shepherd in Jesus' eyes. But does that make sense? All right. If you remember the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus asks his audience, which of them wouldn't leave the 99 sheep to go look for the one sheep that was lost? And I'm thinking that most of the crowd would have said, we all would. If one is lost and you've got 99, you stick with the 99 and let that lost one to its own devices. Jesus, though, was making a point about God's love in that parable. Jesus is telling us that God searches for us when we are lost. God cares about each of us. He cares about each of us as if we were all important. The 99 will be there, but God goes to find the lost one. And all heaven rejoices when all return. That's the point that Jesus was making in the parable. The point is that we are never too lost for God not to care. God will always seek out to love us, to forgive us, and to send us back into the world to try again. Today, Jesus is making another point. Life is hard. For sheep, life is hard, whether it's in pasture lands or out in the wilderness. There are predators, pitfalls, distractions to lead them astray. For us as humans, from work to home, from school to the store, from big cities to smaller towns to rural areas, no matter where, there are for us also predators and pitfalls and distractions that will lead us astray. Jesus is telling us that the good shepherd stands between the sheep and all who threaten. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When a wolf approaches, the good shepherd needs to insert himself between the wolf and the sheep. When a distraction arises, the good shepherd needs to lead the sheep away. The good shepherd is a guide when needed, a protector when necessary, and a substitute when called for. This is how Jesus treated us. When the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful self rise up, Jesus shows us that there is a source of strength from God to help us. When temptation wins, Jesus stands beside us to aid us with forgiveness and a new life. When humanity's sinfulness, when our broken relationship with God is overwhelming, Jesus is willing to suffer and die instead of us, because of us. Jesus stands for us. Jesus was always willing to lay down his life for us. So we who are foolish and guilty, we who are easily distracted and imminently selfish, we are the ones for whom Jesus is willing to suffer and to die. In our reading from 1 John today, we are told that we know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us. This is Jesus showing us the depth of God's love for us and for all humanity. As lost as we are, God finds us. As helpless as we are, Jesus stands between us and our demise in the love of God, showing us that we too can share that love with one another. The reading from 1 John is beckoning us to lives of love and care for each other, urging us to love in truth and action and not just with words. Jesus' life shows us how far that can go, reaching into the lives of lost ones, cast-offs, the left out with care, bringing hope and love, bringing grace and peace. Jesus helped those who were ill and blind, lame and hungry, those who were searching for a purpose and meaning, as well as searching for a relationship with God. Jesus loved them all. Jesus loves us all. Jesus lays down his life for us so that we can pick up the new life that he gives for the sake of our neighbors. We are loved. May that inspire us to live our lives in love for one another. Now, the truth is, sometimes the people around us will run away. Sometimes those we want to help will resist. Sometimes we can just be overwhelmed by the immensity of it all. But Jesus stands by us as our shepherd, ready to guide us and guard us, bless us and keep us, forgive us and find us rest. There are times when we need those green pastures and still waters. And there are times when we need to be shown how to search, how to help, how to bring God's presence to the ones around us. And Jesus is willing to do all of that for us. There will be times when we get to celebrate God's love at work in us and through us. And there will be times when we fail miserably. Jesus is by us at all times to show us how to live in the depth and the breadth of God's love. Today, Jesus tries to inspire us to lives of love and service by reminding us that he is the good shepherd, the one who listens and leads, who cares for us and lays down his life for us. We are also urged today to discover ways to love our neighbors in what we do and in how we live, following Jesus into a world that needs God's grace so desperately. May we all discover ways to love this week. May we all this week discover ways to love that will bring the presence of Jesus, our good shepherd, and our risen Lord, wherever it is that we get to be. And may we always remember this final truth. Jesus is risen.
Amen.